You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hello, hello. This is Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. You've seen the title. You already know today's guest is Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys, who really needs no introduction because we all know and love Alicia Keys. And as I was preparing for this interview, I was thinking about my introduction to Alicia Keys and what seeing her image sitting at the piano meant for me as a young girl in New York. Just honestly, she was everything. And I was able to talk to her about that in this interview. But I also want you to think about when you first were introduced to Alicia Keys, and then let that image melt away a little bit. Because I think I was able to really speak to Alicia Keys in a way that just felt like, I don't know, like two girlfriends catching up. I mean, that's surreal to say. I have to put in a little clip. You're going to hear it at the end. But let me just play it now of what she said to me at the end of this interview, because is this real life?
I'm so excited for you and everything that's going on for you. And I'm so excited for you to continue to just bring this great energy to everybody that you possibly can. So thank you for the time and the love.
Now, Alicia Keys officially entered the beauty market, the beauty industry in 2020 with Keys Soul Care. And I've been using the Keys Soul Care products on and off for the past couple of years. And the products are phenomenal. And I'm not surprised in talking to her. I really wanted to hear about her spiritual practice, about her self-care practice, because she is one of these people that just seems so grounded. And she has this inner beauty that shines outward. Like, I cannot tell you how flawlessly beautiful she is. Like, even on Zoom, who looks good on Zoom? Certainly not me. Incredible skin, incredible energy, and she was just so hyper present. You just feel her presence and her honesty and her spirit flow through every single answer that she gave throughout our conversation. And if you listen to last week's episode, you know we've already been talking about how your beauty is an amalgamation of all of your other practices. It is not just your skincare, right? Like, that is not nearly enough. It's your meditation practice. It's the supplements you're taking. It's how much water you're drinking. It's keeping negative people and negative energy out of your life, which she also speaks to. When I was getting ready for this interview, I used my Keys Soul Care products. I used their new Firm Belief Smoothing Peptide Cream, and there's an affirmation on every single bottle. And the affirmation on the smoothing peptide cream is, I am stronger than I know. And I never say affirmations out loud in the mirror. It's not something that's ever been part of my self-care practice, but I actually did it in preparation for this interview. I was putting my skincare on and I was saying, I'm stronger than I know, I'm stronger than I know. And then I probably shouldn't have told her this. It's not necessarily best practice. So I told her at the start of the interview, I was like, I'm nervous to talk to you. And she immediately reassured me. Is it okay to say that I'm nervous? I'm nervous.
No, you can't be nervous talking to me. No way. This is going to be the best conversation ever. It's going to be really good vibes.
And her energy is honestly like her skincare. Like, it all feels very grounding and it feels very transparent. One of the things I love about Keys Soul Care is that the ingredients lead first. So you know that the cleanser is like a Manuka honey cleanser. You know that the facial oil is a squalane facial oil because they say it right on the bottle. The offerings from Keys Soul Care themselves are phenomenal. I'm going to talk about my very favorites from the line at the end of this episode, but you can really feel her spirit in Keys Soul Care. I'm not going to make you wait any longer for this conversation. This is my conversation with Alicia Keys here on Naked Beauty. I can't believe it. All right, let's get into it. Alicia, welcome to Naked Beauty. I'm so excited to have you on.
Thank you so much. This is so funny. I was taking a little hike with my 9-year-old yesterday, and my friend was talking about how I was going to do Naked Beauty. And my son said, "Naked? You're going to be naked?" And so I was like, "Yeah, I guess, kind of."
Oh my gosh. Was this Genesis?
This is Genesis, definitely.
Oh, he's
always had the best questions.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, your son, Egypt, I got to meet him when I worked at Ralph Lauren. He was in the children's fashion show.
Oh.
He opened. He was such a professional.
Oh, I have pictures of that. I have pictures of that. We might need to put that along with this because it was such a sweet moment. I'll never forget. It was his first time walking and us there and seeing him and him feeling nervous and the whole thing. It was amazing. That's such a good memory for me.
Oh my gosh. Well, you have been, I mean, one of my favorite music artists of all time, but you have been
Thank
a beauty
you.
Icon to me since the Fallen video came out. I have to paint the scene for you. So 2001, I'm 11 years old. I went to school on 91st Street. I would run home from school. We had this little kitchen that had a tiny TV. I would turn on 106 in Park and I would just wait for the Fallen video to come out. And it was like you at the piano. We hear the keys, we hear the voice. Then we see that smoky eye. We see the clear lip gloss popping. And then the braids with the beads. It was just such a beauty moment.
Oh my gosh. That is so beautiful. And, you know, it's so crazy because that was how I used to still express, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I remember just receiving so much love from specifically the braids. And if you grew up in New York or anywhere across the globe, but particularly in New York, you know, there's these places that you get your hair braided and all the ladies would have like the pictures of whatever style that we had done at the time. And I never, ever would have thought that that was gonna happen. Like, you know, you live how you live and you express how you express, and you never think that people are gonna connect with that to that level. And so anytime I hear stories like that, it's just, it's baffling and so beautiful to me that there was this connection on so many levels. It's multi-layered.
Yes.
So thank you for that.
Your picture was in every hair braiding shop in Harlem, like, period. And also, I feel like even today, if you say, "I want Alicia Keys braids," like, everyone knows what that means.
We know what to do.
Did you know you wanted to wear your hair like that? How was that decided for the music video?
Definitely. You know, for me, the cornrows and the braids, it just, it was a part of who I was, M. And because at the time, you know, music was so different and women were expressing in a much more glamorous fashion.
Yes.
And so I just did not connect. I didn't relate, like, you know, growing up on the streets of Harlem, growing up on the streets of Hell's Kitchen, it's a different energy. And you are definitely not thinking about your hair blowing in the wind. You're thinking about, like, how am I going to get from point A to point B, not be harassed, not be intimidated, not be hurt, you know, not be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And so a lot of my style and choices that you see and saw are based on that. I really do have a quite masculine energy, the way that I express, and also feminine. And now I recognize the balance between the two, but it came from those streets and it came from where I grew up. And so those braids were just how I wore my hair. And that was the vibe. I mean, big, big love to Nikki Tucker, by the way, who is really the inventor of many of those styles. Wow. And so I love her so much. And we would sit out hours and hours, and, you know, I'd be half singing here and practicing over here and playing over here, and she'd be in my hair trying to braid it and braid it and braid it. And, you know, so many times we had to wear a hat because my braids weren't finished. Like, that's where the hats came from. I just had to cover the braids.
The little newsboy caps,
the newsboys, the fedoras, the
yes.
You know, any style. It was kind of this mixture. And also some of my favorite artists, the Princes and the Stevies, you know, these are all people, Roberta Flack and Nina Simone and all these people who were so connected to our ancestry and just expressed in that way. I don't even know how much I truly knew how much they were influencing me as well. So it's beautiful to pass it forward.
Yes. Now, were you into beauty growing up? And did your mom, who I know is an artist as well, did she allow you to express yourself with beauty?
I was that girl that was like Tim's jeans, leather jacket. I never got my nails done because I played the piano. You know, I wanted the hair that would be fresh, but I don't have to fuss over it.
Right.
So if it was the braids or if it was a doobie wrapped with the pins, so I could quick put it down and put it back up. It was kind of like that. Like, I didn't want to be worried about it. And so I can't say I was overly obsessed into kind of beauty in the way that people might reflect that to be. But I definitely found at a young age, I loved being kind of, I loved expressing my tougher side. And I think that was just a mixture of where I grew up and the location, but also that's just what felt natural to me. To this day, like, I will pick sneakers or Tim's over heels and dresses. Like, it's just how I feel. It's just kind of who I am. But I think that's been a big reason why we connect and why so many of us connect together, because there's this like ability to be fluid. There's this ability to be androgynous that I think I really love so much. I think it's super cool. So I just feel like that. But I remember wanting these pairs of door knockers, and I was, I don't know, 11, and we were walking down the street, 42nd Street, and they always had these vendors out with all the like fake jewelry and la, la, la. And so I wanted these door knockers so bad. And my mother was just like, no. Like, no, there's no way you're going to go out with like those big earrings. No. And I was so frustrated. She wouldn't let me get these type of things. To me, that was beauty. The door knockers, the nameplates, the Tim's, the sneakers, the matching shirt with the matching, you know, to me in Harlem, New York, Hell's Kitchen. That was what beauty looked like. And that was what beauty looked like. And so that's what I was into.
Yes, it is so New York. And just this idea of like kind of putting your armor on, because even as a young person, you have to deal with street harassment, men on the street saying crazy things. Or at least I always felt like I didn't ever want to be in anything short or that would draw attention to me. I just had to look kind of like tough.
Yeah, no, that is, you do have to put your armor on for sure. And I definitely did, so much so that I had to eventually learn how to take it off, which was a hard part of the journey. Like, at what point do you keep the armor on? And at what point are you okay to take the armor off? And it's a hard distinction to figure out, you know, but the armor was definitely on, officially on. And I think that's a positive thing, you know, that's a positive thing to be able to understand that you have boundaries and that you have to protect yourself. And even though I wouldn't have called it that at 11, 12, 13, 14, but now I realize, oh, I had boundaries and you had to respect my space. And that's an important thing to demand.
Now, one of my best friends is biracial. Her mom is white, Italian. And she talks about growing up how her mom did not know how to do her hair. And she's like, when you're biracial, it's like if you have a black mom versus a white mom, it totally changes.
Very different.
So did your mom know how to do your hair?
You know, that's so funny because she does really talk about her friend teaching her how to braid. She talks about how, you know, my mother's also Italian. So that's beautiful. And she talks about how she was like over there trying to like put one thing over. And her friend was like, girl, watch out. Let me show you how to do this. So she actually taught her how to braid more fluidly. And then she started getting pretty good at doing my hair. I remember my grandmother was my favorite and least favorite person to do my hair all at the same time, because she, on the other hand, was quite good at doing hair, but she knew how to pull it so tight. Everything was so slick down and every twist was perfect. But man, it hurt so bad. So my mother definitely got into the flow and learned how to take care of my hair and do my hair. But no matter what, every picture from when you're a kid, my hair is sticking up. It's like,
right.
You just can't calm it down. It's okay. I don't want to calm it down. I love it. And I think what you're bringing up is actually a really special part of Hell's Kitchen, my new musical. It really is about a young woman who is biracial, and it ultimately is a love story between a mother and a daughter. Her mother's white. She's biracial, black. And it's so unique that people will say, wow, I've never seen a piece of theater about this. And it's kind of shocking. Again, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
Right? So it's incredible how your personal experience definitely does give you so much more than you maybe expected or thought that it could.
Yes. And I know your grandmother has been a big influence on you as well. Are there beauty or self-care practices that you observed either your grandmother or mother doing? Maybe you'd even realize at the time that it was a self-care practice, but growing up, ways that they took care of themselves?
You know, I have to say maybe I learned from both of them how I wanted to take care of myself better, you know, because I think that's what happens with our family members, especially our women and our matriarchs. It's like there is so much to do. There is so much to take care of. My mother was a single mother, and so she was raising me and working and dreaming of having her own career and all these things. My grandmother, I remember, you know, she had her children, the grandchildren, my grandfather, her husband. And I remember when my grandfather passed, she like refused to make dinner on a certain night of the week. She was like, I'm not making dinner anymore. I was sad because that was such a connection point for us. But I remember being like, wow, Nana, good. Like I was young, but I remember feeling like, wow, she's claiming her space. Like she's saying like, I deserve to take care of me. And I remember reflecting and saying, I don't want to be 60, whatever, and finally say, okay, now I'm going to choose me. You know, now I'm going to make space for me. Now I'm going to create time for me. And I think that's a whole lot about what Key Soul Care is about, like this cultivating of space, of time, of pouring in good positivity into yourself. Because a lot of times, where else are you going to find it? You know, so, so I credit that to those women and the women before them who I think didn't have the opportunity to create space for themselves.
Yeah, setting that boundary is so important, especially as a mother, a working mother. And like you do so much. I remember I was just kind of like watching your schedule on social media around the Super Bowl. And it was like, you have an art show opening. Oh, by the way, you're halftime at the Super Bowl. Then you've got the show opening up. And I'm like, how does Alicia remain centered and grounded and healthy and like doing all like just busy, busy, busy? You must have a very strong self-care practice.
Look, like with anything, sometimes I'm great at it. Sometimes I'm not as great at it. You know, it's like, I'm definitely not, you know, always on 100 or always as good as I can be in certain ways. But I do find that there are certain things I can keep coming back to. And I can recognize that when I'm doing these things, I really do feel better. This morning, in fact, right around my birthday, January 25th, we had that really big, beautiful full moon. And it was right on my birthday. And I remember feeling like I've always done a meditation practice for the past, I guess as old as Genesis, so about 9 years. Wow. And I know I love it. But as life gets the life in and busy gets the busy in, and I'm just like, what I really want right now is sleep. And I just can't get up and do my meditation. And that's cool too. You know, that's a good choice. Sleep is never a bad choice. But I remember right at that time, I got reignited into my practice and it just felt so good. And I was like, oh, this is what I need. I felt I dropped back into that connection. I found that place in my spirit where I could really be in touch with my intuition when I'm meditating, journaling, creating quiet space for myself, creating those boundaries, which is obviously the theme of our podcast. I shine in a way that's into out. And so when people see me, they're like, wow, what's going on with you? It manifests itself on a physical level. And I know that it's because of that. And so that practice of kind of taking that space, it might be 3 minutes, it might be 6 minutes, it might be 11 minutes, it might be 33 minutes. It all depends. Maybe it's an hour. But whatever it is, I find that I can really manage all of those things because I'm clear right here. And so, you know, that's what brought me to those ancient practices in my life, because those ancient rituals and creating rituals for myself, I found that it created meaning. And when you have meaning, you can have purpose. And when you have purpose, you really can be clear about what your mission is. And so that does really help. Now, having the Super Bowl, the giant exhibition at the Brooklyn Museum for the Dean Collection and Hell's Kitchen rehearsals all at once, I gotta say, I was like, damn, guys. And by the way, guys is me, because, you know, right. I can't pick anybody. But the fascinating part is you work on things for so long and you hope that they're going to see the light of day. And then all of a sudden, sometimes it all kind of like comes at once. And so although it was surely somewhat overwhelming, it was also inspiring because I was able to see the fruition, the fruits of the seeds that get planted so many years ago. But yeah, man, I needed extra meditation. I needed extra journaling. I needed extra like focus and center.
Yes.
And it's good. And then you balance it out on the other end. That's kind of like a heavy moment. And then you come back and you say, okay, I'm going to like keep it light, keep it easy. Make sure I'm connected with my family, that we're doing our good old everyday, go to basketball practice, you know, go to school, right, play some cards, and we balance it out. And I think that's the key.
Well, you know, when Keys Soul Care first came out 2020, I thought there was something so profound about the fact, in addition to all of this beautiful skincare, there was a candle, which is rare. You know, I feel like you don't see a lot of, you know, brands that offer beautiful products also having a candle to begin with. Why was that important for you to have as part of the initial offering?
First of all, I'm a candle scent fanatic.
Same. You're speaking my language. Because, you know, here's the thing. So many fragrances can be overwhelming. They give me a headache. It's like too sweet. It's too much. But there is something about the fragrance profile of all of your offerings that is so gentle and nurturing. It just feels good.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. And this, the fragrance is sage and oat milk. The first offering of Keys Soul Care was really intentional because the whole idea is to clear your space. The whole idea is the way that sage is able to kind of remove the negativity from the space. And so when you say that, it's just spot on because that's what it was meant to feel like. And I think it was a beautiful way to welcome people into the Keys Soul Care world and open up the idea, the conversation to this idea of soul care. That's why we call everything an offering as opposed to a product, because right, the offering is that we're having this conversation about how to tune into ourselves, how to take care of ourselves, how to clear the space to make the way for the goodness that you want and need in your life. And so that's why the candle felt like the perfect door opener. It was like, here's what everything's going to smell like as we continue to progress, but this allows you to come into the door and let's talk about how we can be good to ourselves.
Yes. I love that you are so in tune with these like spiritual practices like saging. And as a New Yorker who now lives in Los Angeles, I've been here for one full year. I worked with a closet organizer. And before we organized each section of my closet, she saged it. And I was like, yes, okay, let me just adjust my brain. Because the New Yorker in me was like doing way too much. But now I'm like into it. I'm like, no, I get it. It's like you have to set the energy in the room.
Right. You do. And in your life, like what gateways do you want to open? Like we are portals. We are opening different gateways to different things in our life. And so do we want to clear the way so that we can get rid of the toxic energy and the negativity? Because there's a lot of it. It's all around us all the time. And there's no way in the world that it's not attaching itself to us just because it's there. And so we have to be conscious and make sure that we're like, no, you might have attached yourself to me, but I don't want you. And so I do love that practice and that concept. So I feel you. I feel you. Sometimes it does feel like, okay, is this a lot? It's not a lot. We have to set the intentions that we want for the life that we want.
Yes. Travel can also be something that's really regenerative. And I know that you experienced some burnout after your first album. You went to Egypt, solo trip. You were gone for 3 weeks, right?
That was one of the most incredible gifts I ever gave to myself. And I know for a fact that what made it so amazing was that I was by myself. Yes. And you know, you just don't think to travel by yourself, right? You're like, why would I travel by myself? I want to bring my friends. I'm going to bring my husband. I'm going to bring my boyfriend. I'm going to bring my girlfriends. I'm going to bring my kids. And you should. That's wonderful too. All of that is great. But this idea of traveling by yourself, wow, it was so empowering. It just gave me the time to hear my own self, to reflect on where I was and what I was not happy with, and be able to hear it so clearly as opposed to be distracted. There's so many distractions all the time, and you have to navigate other people's desires and wants and needs. And let's go where you want to go today, and let's do what you want to do today. Do you like going here? You didn't have to think about not another soul. It's such a gift to be able to do that. So when I did that, man, the trajectory it took me on too was very, very clear. I felt like my frequency, like it just rose, a lot rose, because I was willing to give myself that space that I just, I was too scared of before. So I think I overcame a lot of fear by trying that and doing that. So it was regenerative. I was rejuvenated. I was empowered. I felt ready to remove certain things from my life and start to claim my own space.
Mm. Have you done it since becoming a mother? I have a 3-year-old. So the idea of not having to worry about, do I have the snacks in the bag? Do I have the naps? Like, the thought of going on a solo trip for more than a week that's like a dream.
It is definitely harder as a parent, right? As a parent, it is, you know, especially because you're the mama, you're the foundation. It's just like, it just revolves around you. You know what I mean? It really does. And that's part of the beauty and the blessing and also the challenge to find the space. So obviously that was 3 weeks. I did it a couple times prior to becoming a parent.
Right.
But I have to say, I do have a special vision in my head and I'm calling it my own kind of sabbatical. I am planning my own sabbatical.
Yes.
And I know that it's still going to be a couple of years yet, maybe 4 or 5 till I can really do the way that I'm imagining in my head. Maybe even, you know, Genesis has to be a little bit more in his older space.
Yeah.
But this sabbatical is big on my brain. I'm excited about it.
Do you know where you want to go?
I think I want to find either 3 locations and spend 4 months in each or 4 locations and spend 3 months in each. And I just feel like I want to totally immerse in the local culture and area. Yes. I want to go to the market and cook food.
Can you do that though as Alicia Keys? Like, can you go to the market and no one's going to bother you?
I know how to go to the market. Don't play with me. I know how to live life. I really do. I really feel like I have learned how to do that. Now, sometimes I might have to do certain things. Like once the masks came in, those became my best friend. You know, that was a tough time, but those masks, boy, those do help me kind of like move through places in a great way. But I really do. I feel like I have a good balance of being able to, you know, just like ground and be in the space and connect with people, talk to people, give them my energy and my love, but also not necessarily allow it to overwhelm the whole experience. So I'm going to say yes. Figuring these places are quite remote too. I'm looking like mountainous. I'm feeling like ocean-esque, so it's going to be kind of remote-ish. I don't think it's going to be like the most popping location ever.
I love that. I feel like I need a whole like Netflix travel series about this, even though you're trying to unplug and not work. But I'm like, selfishly, I'm like, I want to see it. I want to see it. I want to see you on this year sabbatical. Maybe you'll write a book about it. But you are.
That's cool.
You're a writer, right? Like you are a songwriter, an author. Mm-hmm. And I love that all of your offerings have a little affirmation on them. Like, I know my power. I shine at full wattage. Why was that important to you to have each of the offerings have an affirmation?
It is a must because it's a simple ritual. You know, we're talking about rituals and Key Soul Care really is all about marrying ancient ritual with modern science and soul, you know? And so it's such a simple way to have affirmations to kind of remind yourself of what it is that you're inviting into this space. We're talking about, you know, burning this candle with sage and oat milk. We're talking about creating the space to let go of negativity, but what do you want to put in its place, right? So I think that these affirmations, like I shine at full wattage, like I accept all circumstances as a catalyst for change. Mm-hmm. These ideas that you can kind of meditate on, marinate on, just allow to be in your space, and they're thought provoking. And so it takes something that is quite a mundane experience. We're going to all wash our face. We're going to maybe like put some lotion on your face. And how do you make that a ritual for yourself? How do you take that 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever that is, and make that something that's sacred for you? And so the affirmations is part of that sacred energy. And so not only do you get to use offerings that are so efficacious, they're going to work beautifully. You're going to see the difference. You're going to feel your skin, you know, really revealing its inner glow, but you're also going to do that from the soul side as well. So they go together. And that's what I think is so unique about it. And that's what I also loved about it. And when you talked about us launching in 2020, it was crazy because nobody knew what 2020 was going to be like, of course.
Right.
And here we were gearing up for this very special you know, new way of looking at beauty, offering a new perspective, like, you know, can we find the inner beauty as well as the external, when so many things in this world is so external? We just, you know, we're thinking from the outside out, you know, how do we start to cultivate this inside out experience? And so when 2020 came and the whole world like became totally
just shut down,
it felt like more than ever, we were in need of this connection to ourselves. And so I really felt like, although it was a very challenging time, I felt like what Key Soul Care reflected in that time was really on time. And it was kind of shocking because we didn't know that.
You couldn't have planned it.
More on time than we could have ever planned.
Well, you have such incredible skin. So I do need to know how you integrate the Key Soul Care offerings into your routine. Like, what are you using daily?
First, let me say that when you tell me that I have wonderful, beautiful skin, when anybody tells me I have beautiful skin, it's a little bit of a shock to me because I've had a really hard time with my skin, like for a long time, like not just like, oh, you were 18 and you had a hard time, or you were 16, you had a time. Right. Like it just went on and on and on to the point where I was just like, wait, guys, I'm 30. Like, what's happening? Like, at what point do I not get massive, you know, pimples and bumps and feel so insecure about my skin? When does this stop? What do I have to do? Right. So when people say you have such beautiful skin, I'm like, you talking to me? Like, you sure? Because I still kind of have that remnant in my brain. Mm-hmm. And it causes so much anxiety when you don't feel good about your skin. It really does. It feels so uncomfortable. So that's the reason why the creation of Key Soul Care is based on not only that we partner with a dermatologist, Dr. Renee Snyder, to make sure that all of the offerings are efficacious and they're working, because they have to work for me. Because I definitely am not going to tell you that this is great if it doesn't work for me. So not only that, but then realizing that the spirit is such a big part of how you present. And if you are unhappy, or if you have people in your life that are making it hard for you to be who you truly are, or you feel scared being around them, or you feel worried about what's going to come out, it affects everything. It affects your skin. And I know that part too. So all of that together is what created these offerings. And so what I'm using and what I'm doing is, I love the Golden Cleanser is my first my first go-to. It's light, it's beautiful, manuka honey. There is definitely turmeric. It's all of these things that are going to create anti-inflammation. It feels really good. I'm also going to do the Aura Mists. It's rose. Rose is all about heart opening. It feels so good. Smells beautiful. Also going to give you a nice little bit of, you know, moisture to your face, which is great. I'm loving the skin transformation cream. I use the Rich Transformation Cream, which has bakuchiol in it, and it really gives such a beautiful finish to the skin. The Rich one is a little thicker. There's also the regular one, which is quite thin, but I like the thick one because I feel like, you know,
more hydrating.
I just want that. I'm definitely using Protect Your Light, which is our sunscreen, which is...
I love that. So if you can make a sunscreen that people like to put on, because that's half the battle with sunscreen. People are like, I don't like the way it feels on my skin. I love that SPF. It is so good.
It's good because it's not getting all... You know, you're not seeing all the white on your face. It works for all skin tones. I feel like it's light. You feel good about it.
So it's really nice.
Really good. We just launched the Firm Belief Multipeptide cream.
And I'm wearing it now. So good. It is so good.
At this point, I'm battling between Rich Transformation Cream and Firm Belief, because Firm Belief, I also like Firm Belief in the evening. So I like some things in the morning and Firm Belief in the evening. And I'm also obsessed with our Squalane Deeply Replenishing Night Oil. I have to say, when you put that on at night and just start to dream and wake up in the morning, I wake up, I'm like, whoa. Skin's looking kind of dewy in the best, most beautiful, like, you know, warm way. So that's kind of some of the ritual. And each one, you know, the Firm Belief is, I am stronger than I know. I think that's a really beautiful thought to remember, especially in challenging times. But again, it could be as little or as much as you want. You can really keep it simple. You can do three offerings and keep it popping, or you can kind of get deeper.
I'm into the full routine. Like, I love the Manuka honey charcoal face mask. That's also incredible. The thing that I love, which is also kind of rare in the skincare world, is how ingredient forward all of the product descriptions are. Like, you know that there's Manuka honey, you know that there's squalane. It's not like in small print in the back of the label. It's very like, this is what you're putting on your skin. It comes from nature. It comes from the earth. And this is what it does for your skin. Yes. I love that. I think more skincare brands need to lead with the ingredients, because that's what makes skincare excellent, right? Good quality ingredients.
I love that too, because it really just shows again the philosophy of like these ancient ingredients. These ingredients have been around forever, you know what I mean? And so when you're able to put them inside this modern science and really be able to back that with the affirmations and the soulfulness and the thoughtfulness about what is our lifestyles and how are we creating the life that we want. And this is all kind of the whole concept behind it. It does all go together. So yes, there's definitely no hiding here. It's all about being transparent. It's all about being who you are. It's all about expressing as you are. We're all different, and that's embraced. So I love it.
I'm curious what categories you may jump into next. Like, how will the Keys Soul Care line evolve, or what are the categories that you have your eye on?
I think that, you know, as we talked about scent, you know, just it's such a powerful expression, such a powerful connection between memory and scent and emotion, you know. So I will say there's going to be no limits around that. I'm also really interested on the wellness side. We are talking about taking care of yourself and being good to yourself. And part of being good to yourself is what you are ingesting and taking into yourself. So I'm excited about exploring these things too. I love that experience that being good to you is also about what you are, you know, what you're eating, what you're drinking, what kind of vitamins are you taking? How are we getting supplements? How are we supplementing our experience in that way on multiple levels? So again, it just feels like there's no limit. And also in regards to our high skin color hybrids, because we have beautiful cheek tints.
Yes.
And it's wonderful to feel like you can use offerings that are also going to be great for your skin. We have a beautiful skin tint as well that is just like buildable coverage. You can go more, you can go less. And again, that's just all about being the safe, and it feels good. And so I love the skin color hybrids as well.
Yes. The Like Skin Concealer, which I'm wearing now. I love the applicator wand, like just the experience of putting it on in that glass bottle. Everything about the Keys Soul Care offerings feels good. Like, it just feels good to put it on your skin, on your body. Now, you did mention supplements, so I have to ask you, because again, you're doing all of the things and you're running around. And what is your supplement game? Like, what are the supplements that you take day to day?
I'm really into actually a really nice plant-based protein shake. And I really find a lot of the supplements that are needed can obviously be found in your food, or can be found in things like that. So for me, that's what I'm really liking. I get big on kind of the C's and the zincs, and I'm big on oregano oil, all the things that kind of keep away the za. We don't want any of that around us. Okay. We got to sing around here. We got to be mommies around here. We can't be down. So, you know, I kind of go with what's needed as how I'm feeling as well. Time of year, all those kind of pieces.
Yes. And the makeup, it does allow your skin to shine through. I was looking at the Vanity Fair after party pictures and looking at Miss Pamela Anderson, who is just, we love to see it, right? Because she's been this sex siren, you know, all of the 90s and the 2000s. And now she's like, here I am in all of my beauty. But I think about how you were such a pioneer in this space of like, I'm going to show up as myself. It's not going to be the covered up. Like, you're going to see my natural beauty. I want more of that. I'm hungry for more of that. I think it's important for us as women to see. Do you like the way that it's kind of evolved? Do you feel like we're going to have more people wearing less makeup on the red carpet?
I mean, honestly, I feel like we're seeing that already. And it does come in waves, you know, for sure. It comes in waves. But I do feel like as women, we are starting to get more confident and comfortable as we are. And we recognize that there's different times for different things. And that's just a beautiful thing. It's kind of a little bit concerning that whenever anyone decides, hey, I'm coming here and I'm going to be completely naturally myself, it's a fucking, you know, it's the most profound thing that ever happened. It's a little bit concerning.
You know what I mean? Headline news, right?
But loving the reminders, I think, to us, for us as women, because we do naturally get caught up in feeling like we have to be perfect. You know, we do. It's just, I've been there. I find myself there time and time again. And I have to kind of look myself and be like, hey, you know, it's cool. It's okay. You know, it's not a thing. You are a human and we all have ebbs and flows and it's cool. So I do think that we definitely get hung up, especially as women, naturally, because we're kind of force fed that image that we're supposed to be this image of perfection and and sexuality in a lot of ways. And so, you know, to kind of break that concept, it takes time to unlearn it. But yes, so all that to say, yes, I do think that we're going to see more of that. I think that more women are feeling, you know, are knowing that we are versatile and that we are allowed to express in multiple ways. And we're not sitting here subscribing to a bunch of whoever's ideals for us. We're going to define our own. And I really see that happening.
Yes. And we're both boy moms. So I'm curious what you teach your sons about beauty and self-care and taking care of themselves.
First of all, don't you love being a boy mom?
I do.
I think a lot about the idea of being good to yourself and talking good to yourself. Just today, I was dropping Genesis off at school. He was a little worried about this particular thing that they do at the end of the day. And I guess they call it people studies, which sounds really cool. But he was worried about it because you have to switch classes. And so you're with teachers that aren't normally with you. And you have to kind of, you know, do stuff that maybe he was feeling like maybe he wasn't going to do that well. He was kind of feeling worried about it. And I told him, you know, all you have to do is your best. Yes. No, but if I need help, they might not help me and they're not going to help me. And I said, if they're not able to help you, you do your best. And you just know that's what I expect from you is for you to do your best. You don't have to worry about the rest. So, you know, we get in our heads. It's natural. It's how we express. We're human and we get in our heads and we get worried about these things and we do feel like we have to be perfect. Or we get scared about what happens if we can't produce what is expected of us, you know, and it follows us throughout our whole life. You know, our whole life, we hold barrels of anxiety about what we might not be able to do or not be good at, you know? So I talk to them a lot about that. And I think a lot about that for them a lot, especially as young men, because I think that for men particularly, we really don't open the space to be emotional. We really don't open the space for them to be in connection with their spirit. You know, you really feel like you're supposed to have this kind of fake presentation or this disposition that nothing affects you ever and you're just the toughest ever. And it's just not real, you know? And and part of being strong is being able to be vulnerable. So we're definitely talking about these things and we're thinking about them and I'm asking them, how are they feeling? And really giving them space to verbalize how they feel. I really push them to try to speak on how they feel. Like, how does that feel for you? So that they can get used to it. Because it's a practice to express yourself.
It very much is. And I've been talking to my 3-year-old about mistakes. And he's been asking me, do you make mistakes, mommy? And I said, yes, I make mistakes. And we were taking an Uber together and I left his beautiful little sweater in the Uber. And of course, the Uber drove away and the sweater's never to be found. And he said, did you make a mistake, mommy? I said, yes. Good job identifying it. I made a mistake. I left your sweater in the car. But it's like you don't realize you have to have these conversations with your children, because when it comes from mom, it's different when it comes from mom.
And taking care of yourself and taking that time to take care of yourself. They all have their little key soul care setups. I'm like, did you brush your face? Did you use any of your offerings today?
I love that. I love that they already have the skincare practice down.
Because you know, a lot of times, even for men, I'll do these cool chats, and you know, we just launched on Amazon, and you'll see people say, "Is this for men?" I'm like,
that drives me insane. Hello? Like the gendered skincare thing. Like, of course, like, do you have skin? Of course, you can use it. Why wouldn't you be able to?
Everyone has skin and it's for you. And that's actually another thing I love about it is it's very fluid, even to the color of the bottle and you know, the glass, and it feels strong. It feels transparent. It feels everything that it is. And these are concepts that we all deserve to share. Yes, you deserve for you to feel good, your skin to feel good, you to reflect on these affirmations and you to know that you're going to be taken care of. So I love that for my young men and my boys, you know, just getting into that habit of taking care of you. It's very attractive. No woman wants some guy
who
never washed his face and never took care of their body and don't smell right. No, let's get it together.
I agree. I could talk to you all day. I have two final questions for you. Yeah. Spring is around the corner. I feel like spring is a time of like just cultivating new things, new energy. What are you hoping to let go of in this new season? And what are you calling into your life?
What am I hoping to let go of? This is part of my meditation, actually. Every day I ask myself, what is the highest vision for this day? And what do you have to let go of to achieve it, receive it? And what do you have to accept? So this is such a beautiful question. Thank you. You must be like, you're my kindred soul sister. And man, what do I want to let go of in this season? I want to let go of things that don't serve. You know, I want to be quicker to do this. I think a lot of the times I'm very solution oriented and I really love to make things work because I do believe that you can figure it out. And I love that about myself. And that's a wonderful thing. But there's also a piece that you have to recognize when things aren't working and they're not good for you. And you can just say like, this doesn't serve the greater good. And so I want to get a little bit swifter at that.
Yes.
I want to let go of what I need to let go of quicker. I don't want to spend so much time trying to find the solution that I don't realize that it's just not good.
Yes.
So that's one thing I'd like to let go of. And what do I want to call in?
Yes. What do you want more of?
I want more ease. I want to be able to really like make that a priority just as much as all the planning is, the time, the space for the nothing.
Yes.
The ease, the like, I'm not doing anything. What are you doing right now? Nothing.
Right. Nothing. That's beautiful. And for type A people that want to accomplish a lot, that's hard. It's like almost like you have to schedule in time to do nothing. If you really want to do nothing, you have to schedule in. This is my time to do nothing.
I just realized that I'm a type A. Can you believe that?
Alicia Keys, come on. You graduated high school at 16 years old and got into Columbia. Like you've been type A your whole life.
Maybe I'm just accepting it, but I'm just realizing, I'm like, wow, I really am that person. I am really that person. There's one thing, because you brought up kind of like running home and seeing the Fallen video, and it just made me think of something just now that was really cool. The woman who actually did that smoky eye, her name is Ayako, and she's phenomenal. And we were talking the other day and she was saying how she remembers, like, I guess, you know, I was 20 then, and she remembers feeling like she knew that I was having challenges with my skin. And she also knew that it was such a new world for me. And whoa, you're welcome. You're walking into this whole like thing that you have to kind of manage and figure out and walk through with as much grace as you can or not. And recently we reconnected and she started to kind of do my skin again and be with me in my journey. And she was shocked. She was like, your skin is totally different.
Wow.
Not to mention, obviously, time changes things, but she was so excited. And she said, you know, what is it that you're using and what is it that you're doing? And I was able to tell her about Key Soul Care and tell her even more so about my desire and my ability now to recognize what is good for me and not be afraid of it. Not be scared of what's good for you. Like, claim it and grab it and own it and hold it and you deserve it. Take it. Yes. And it's taken a long time for me to arrive to that place. So when you also ask me, you know, what I want more of, I just want more of really that cellular recognition that we deserve what's good for us. And that is just it. Everything else is just like, you don't belong here because you're not good for me. I definitely want that for me. I want that for us.
Yes, we need that. Well, my final question, which I've asked on every episode of Naked Beauty, I've done nearly 300 episodes. So I'm so curious your answer. When do you feel most beautiful?
When I'm swimming. Ooh. I feel the most beautiful when I'm swimming. I really actually love swimming. I've swam since I was a kid. And it's been kind of like a secret love passion of mine.
You're an Aquarius, right?
I'm an Aquarius.
This is a very Aquarius answer. Feeling beautiful in the water. It's very Aquarius. I love the energy, though.
It just mermaid energy. Right. And it's something about the way that you're able to float. You're weightless. You are suspended in time. Yes. There's a strength there. There's a fluidity there. I think that it really kind of represents so many of the things like that reflect life, you know, to be weightless, to be fluid, to be boundless, suspended, free. You know, I really feel that way in the water. And so not only am I type A, but I'm type Aquarius and I feel great in the water.
Oh, I absolutely love that answer. It has been such a pleasure hearing from you, learning from you. I feel like you preached today. I feel changed from this conversation. So I know that this is going to change other people listening. So I really thank you.
Thank you. I love this so much. Thank you so much this exchange that we will be able to connect and hold this space together. I'm so excited for you and everything that's going on for you. And I'm so excited for you to continue to just bring this great energy to everybody that you possibly can. So thank you for the time and the love.
Thank you so much. You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Okay, that was the great, the one and only, one of a kind, not to ever be replicated, multi-hyphenate, renaissance woman, Alicia Keys. She was so generous with her time and with her responses, and I could have talked to her for hours, honestly. I mean, when I said she was preaching to my soul. When she talked about setting those boundaries, being strong for yourself, just getting your mind right and meditating, and that solo trip conversation really sparked something in me where I'm now thinking 5, 10, 15 years from now, do I want to carve out some time for just me, not as a mom, as a wife, as a friend, just me to go somewhere and experience a place on my own? I took away so much from this conversation. I hope you did too. I do want to very, very quickly point out some of my absolute favorites. I talked about some of the products I love on the podcast. But if you find yourself scrolling on the Key Soul Care site and you're wondering what to order, let me tell you what some of my favorites are. Now, she talked about the Golden Face Cleanser with Manuka Honey, which I do love, but the Nourishing Cleansing Balm and Makeup Remover is really incredible. It has bamboo charcoal in it, so it's really like purifying the skin. It's got shea butter, it's got sunflower seed oil, it's got macadamia seed oil. It removes your makeup, but it keeps your skin hydrated. And then if you want to follow that up with the Manuka Honey Cleanser, that's an incredible combination. The makeup, like the Color Cosmetics, really like took me aback. Now, you all listen to Naked Beauty. You know my taste in makeup. I love Kosas. I love Ilia. I love that like kind of no makeup makeup look. It's not really surprising that Key Soul Care nailed that genre, but the concealer and tint, it's a 2-in-1. It's like skin is honestly phenomenal. Like, I cannot tell you how good it is. I will be posting videos of me using it so you can kind of see it on my skin, but it just melts into your skin. It looks like skin, but it also covers up my dark circles. So it's not like, oh, it's just like makeup that's barely there and it doesn't really like cover up your dark circles. No, it has coverage, but it feels like skin and it looks like skin. It's a really impressive formula. I also love the cheek tint. It is so, so pretty. I'm going to jump back to skincare for one more moment. The Protect Your Light Daily Moisturizer, that's SPF 30. It has squalane, it has niacinamide. You know how good niacinamide is for your skin. It is a really phenomenal SPF that honestly, I think rivals some of the companies that just specialize in SPF. I love the squalane oil and I love that Manuka honey and charcoal face mask. It makes your skin feel so good. And again, you've heard how much Alicia Keys appreciates Ritual. They also have like a little brush that is designed specifically to brush the face mask on your skin. I'm all about thinking about your beauty practice and your beauty routine as a ritual. And there's something about brushing a face mask on that just feels like a sacred ritual. And that sage and oat candle, I can have that burning in my home all day, every day, until the end of time. I get the little travel size candle so that I can travel with them in hotels. I had this with me on my recent trip to New York, and it just, being in the hotel, you already kind of feel disjointed, you're not home. I light this candle and I immediately feel at peace, I feel whole, I feel centered. There's just something about this combination of the sage and the oat milk that's so grounding and beautiful. You heard me ask her about which products are coming out. She wasn't specific, but I feel a fragrance is on the horizon. That is just a speculation. I do not have any insider information there, but I will say that I would be very excited for a fragrance from Key Soul Care because they really, really nail fragrance in the candles. I can only imagine how beautiful a fragrance would be. Thank you all so much for listening and for supporting the show. If you love today's episode, if you love Naked Beauty, please consider sharing to your Instagram stories. Tag me at Naked Beauty Planet. If you're not subscribed to Naked Beauty, please subscribe. New episodes every single Monday. Rate and review if you love the show. Tell a friend about Naked Beauty. I so appreciate all of your support. And again, I am so excited for the episodes that are to come. We have some really exciting and different conversations coming up. Today's episode is produced by MBA Kasanga. You can follow me at Naked Beauty Planet and at Brooke DeVard. Stay in touch. I love hearing from you all. And I'll be back next week with a new episode.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.